Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me, please, to Psalm 118. And I feel like we still have more to do on this subject of God being on our side. And you need to go till you get through. That's a simple, but extremely important spiritual principle. You keep going until you finish. Through faith and patience, you inherit the promises. That's how Abraham got to the place where he and Sarah had received the son Isaac. It looked like it was impossible, and all the things that happened, and that led to their seed being like the stars of the sky and sand on the seashore. Patience in the scriptures, if you look up the word that's translated patience, it means persistence. Mm-hmm. Persistence, perseverance, and persistence. You just keep on. Mm-hmm. You keep on keeping on. How long? Done. Having done all to stand? You stand how long? You say, well, I've been standing for 6 months. Is it done? Well, what's your question? What's your question? I've been praying and believing for 3 years. Well, is it done? Has it all come to pass? Well, no, that's why. Well, what's your question? You keep believing. You keep going. You keep believing. Keep acting on the word. In Psalm 118, are you there? Verse 6, it says, the Lord is on my side. Is that good news? What's the result of that? I will not fear. I won't fear. What can man do to me? Verse 7, the Lord takes my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Verse 13, you've thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. Said out loud, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is on my side. Is that true or not?
Yes, it
is. Then you should make it.
Yes.
You should make it.
Yes.
Why? Because of who's helping you.
Yes.
You should make it. If the Lord's your help, you couldn't say you didn't have good enough help to make it.
That's right.
He's my help. And go to Psalm 124. 124 and 1. 24:1 says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. Now may Israel say that. He said it again. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, they'd have swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. The proud waters had gone over our soul. So they did have some things to deal with. But the problems did not destroy them because of who was with them, who was on their side. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. There was a trap. They even got caught in it, but they got out. They got out. There is an enemy. There is an adversary. And he lays traps. And he tempts and he has devices. But greater is he that's in you. And he that's for you. And he that's with you. And he that takes your part. And is on your side. So no matter if there's a trap, no matter if there's enemy, if God be for you, who can be against you? And of course, there is somebody against you. So the understanding is who can successfully be against you? when God is for you. Verse 8 said, our help is in the name of the Lord. We just got through quoting it, but Romans 8, 31, put that up on the screen for us, 31 and 32. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? You can hear some sass in that.
Yes.
You need to get some sass. Now when you're talking to the Lord, now when you're talking to your elders, when you're talking to the enemy, tell him in no uncertain terms. It doesn't make any difference what he tries to do. The greater one's in me. The greater one's for me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? He goes on to say, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If the Lord was ever going to tell us something was too big, too expensive, too much to give us, it would have been his son. And in that he gave us his son, nothing else that we might need or want even begins to compare. Right? So when you say, God, would you heal me? I don't know if he would heal me or not. Maybe that's too much. You don't know what you're saying. He gave you Jesus. Right? Well, I don't know that he'd help me pay my bill or my utilities or my rent or whatever. I don't know. Maybe it's not his will. You don't know him well enough, or you wouldn't ask such a question. You wouldn't say such a thing. Certainly, it's his will that all your needs be met and even all your good desires. And in that he gave us Jesus, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? For Timothy went further, chapter 6, and said he gives us richly all things to enjoy. To enjoy. Come on, say it out loud. Confess it. Say, he gives me, richly,
all things
to enjoy.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, religion won't tell you that, but the Bible tells you that. Go with me, please, over to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. In 1 Corinthians 6, 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 12. He says, all things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient. You could also use these words. You could say, all things are permissible, but not all things are profitable. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Under the power of any of it. Just because you can do it, and you're not under a law saying you can't do it, doesn't mean it couldn't be a habit that's an addiction to you, and that you're under the power of it. And everybody just has to know their own heart as to what that might be. You don't need to make rules for other people simply because it's a problem for you. Especially when it pertains to things like diet. I had a fellow one time tell me, he said, Brother Keith, you know, I like coffee, and I drink a lot of coffee. I mean, you know, 8-10 cups a day probably. And he said, but I feel like it's hurting me. What do you think I ought to do? Now you're, there's a whole lot of ways you can go with this, right? Back up just a few pages to Romans. You're there in 1 Corinthians. In Romans, this entire 14th chapter and part of the 15th is talking about eating things. or not eating things, but with spiritual connections, not just about nutrition. He said, verse 16, this is Romans 14, 16, let not your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he that in these things serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. For meat, and that's King James, we'd say food. For food, destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it's evil for that man who eats with offense. It's good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby your brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak. Have you faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he that condemns not himself in that thing which he allows. And if he that doubts is damned, or that word is condemned, if he eats, because he eats not of faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Remember, James talked about to him that knows to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. People might say, well, isn't sin sin? No, actually no. You shouldn't take anybody's list of don'ts. Well, who declared it was a sin? Well, our denomination said this is a sin, this is not a sin. It's not as simple as that. If you read the Bible, if you believe it's wrong, then for you, it's a sin. Sin is violation of light, what you see and know from God. And if you believe and that you see in your spirit that this displeases God, and you go ahead and do it anyway, then you've sinned. You violated light. And so this guy was talking about his drinking his coffee. What did he tell me? I feel like it's hurting me. That's the issue. It's not the 8 cups or the 20 cups. What's this? Not whether it's good to drink coffee or bad to drink coffee. None of that's the issue. What's the issue? He believes it's hurting him. So in this case, he can't have faith to be healed drinking the coffee. Why? Because he believes it's hurting him. If he believes it's hurting him and he keeps drinking it, then now he's violating his conscience.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me